All right, Shia, first of all, thank you for arranging this. And, Mitz Hashem, I think we'll hopefully gain something. All right, the series, as Yehuda called it, will be about Tikkun HaMidos, fixing one's midos. And today we'll do a introduction. What does it mean, Tikkun HaMidos? And in the Mitzvah Hashem, the following weeks we'll pick different things to talk about. As we'll see, that midos incorporates a lot more than just, you know, being a nice guy, restraining from anger. Midos is a very broad word. We can have a shir once a week on Tikkun HaMidos for the next 50 years in Mitzvah Hashem, if I knew a little more than I did. The Gra says, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, it's worth coming just for this Gra. Hafsik b'musar al taref, the Pasuk says in Perek Daled, Pasuk Yegimel. Hold on to musar al taref, don't let go. Kihi chayacha. Sorry, I skipped the word. Hafsik b'musar al taref. Hold on to Musar, don't let go. Nitzra, watch it, protect it. Kihi chayecha, because it's your life. So the Gra says, Kihi chayecha, because it's your life. Kimasha adam chay, because the reason why a person's alive, who kidei lishbar, is in order to break, masha loy shavar ad hena isa hamida, to break that which hasn't broken till now, that mida, those midas. Therefore, one has to constantly be mechazik himself. Vim lo yischazik, if he's not mechazik himself, lama lo chay? Why is he alive for? I don't know why this is not, you know, put up, you know, banners in every yeshiva. The Gra says that a person's alive in order to break his midos, to fix his midos, and if not, Lama lo chayim. What's his purpose of life? That which means, the Gra seems to be telling us, a person could be learning Torah all day, he could be doing chesed all day, he could be doing mitzvahs all day, yet the Gra says that if he doesn't work on his midos, lama lo chayim. What's the purpose of his life? Life chayim. Chaim is about, life is about growth. Most people don't change much over their lifetime. If you'll take a person, you know, 18 years old, graduating high school, and he'll have a class reunion 30 years later, which will put him at 48 years old, probably people will be acting in very similar ways they did when they were 18. The same guy who, you know, picked on the heavy guy, he used to call him Chunky. So they come for the reunion, oh, Chunky, how you doing? The same person that was shy, that was quiet, a little more reserved, he'll be the one, you know, staying out in the corner. Generally, people do not change. A person could learn Torah, do mitzvahs, and Torah does affect the person. But essentially, if a person doesn't work on his midos, he's basically the same person, the same way he was, just did more things, learned more Torah, but he's the same person. Lama lechayim, life is about growth. Life is about development, about change. If you're the same person you were when you were 50, the same way you were at 20, same bad habits, the same fears, the same weaknesses, same basic person, learned a little more, did more mitzvahs. Basically the same person with the same weaknesses, the same faults, the same fears, same insecurities. Salam alechayim. No, this is not life. This is not growth. Stayed the same. You really stayed the same. Midos does not just mean, Tikkun HaMidos does not just mean overcoming anger, overcoming jealousy. is a lot broader than that. It's overcoming fears. A person's afraid to embarrass himself. A person's afraid to do things. It's overcoming shyness. It's overcoming a person's shyness. A person's a hard time going over to somebody and saying Shalom Aleichem. It's overcoming that. It's overcoming every single area. Sometimes people have a hard time expressing themselves. Everybody knows, you know, that's one of the gifts of marriage. A person might discover more weaknesses than he realized before he got married. Everyone knows he has weaknesses in different areas. And a person has to be focused on overcoming those weaknesses and going and breaking those weaknesses. There's no such thing a person says, this is also for a person to say, people say, I can't do that. That's not my nature. You know, it's not my nature. I can't speak. It's not my nature. I'm a quiet person. I can't talk. It's not my nature to do this. It's not my nature to do that. A person's not allowed to say that. There's no such thing. That's what we're here for. We're here to change our nature. We're here to take all the good qualities which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Hashem gave us many natural good qualities. And we're here to develop them further and break all our weak areas to overcome them. A person is a gold mine. A person has so many resources. A person is very powerful. A human being is a very powerful being. I think if you look around at people that accomplish in life, people that don't accomplish, most of the time it's not so much even connected to raw talent. Much of it's connected in a person's belief in himself, his self-confidence many times, his drive. Many times, successful people in Ruchnias, Gashmias, it's not necessarily connected to all natural talent. A person has to believe in himself, a person has to know what his potential is, and a person is success is really more dependent on a person's belief in himself, a person's understanding himself, a person working on himself, than actually what a person's naturally made of. The Gra, saying this Gra, it's a tremendous responsibility. You know, you put up a sign, Musa Chabura, you know, so it's probably why not so many people came. So Musa Chabura, Musa, who wants to hear Musa, needs to daven better, to learn better. Musa sounds very scary. Maybe we'll change the sign. But what I'm here to do is Fakir. First of all, yes. You have to work on your midos. If you don't work on your midos, the cross says, Lama Lachayim. It's a responsibility. But the truth is, it's the biggest gift. It's the biggest gift in the world. It's such a gift. I'm so grateful, Baruch Hashem. I learned most of Arai Per. I think my train of thought, not everything I say is from him, but the train of thought, the basis for just the way I think or different ideas, is all based on what I got from him. Had I not been by his Musa Chabura, I wouldn't have any idea about this whole parsha. And Meretz Hashem, by us learning together, you'll, you know, get a feel and for what we're discussing, and then you'll build your own ideas, and you'll build your own areas and your own strengths. Every person has his own ideas and own feelings, but there's certain basic train of thought that we're trying to bring across. It's so besides being a responsibility, it's such a gift. I feel so lucky. I feel so lucky to know, you know, could be I'm arrogant, but I really believe, like, there's nothing, I believe many times, there's nothing I can't do. There's nothing I can't do. There are many things I don't do. There's nothing technically, there's nothing technically I can't do. You put me up, if I had to do something, I had to be a head counselor, I would learn how to go, yay, Roy, let's go. I would have to learn how to do it. You want me to be a head counsel, I have to learn how to do it. It's not my natural talent, you know, cheerleading, getting rah-rah. It's not my natural strength, you know. But if I had to do it, we could do it. A person is so capable, a person is so talented, a person has so much, a person is full of resources that are never used because a person just thinks, this is who I am. There's no such thing. You're a human being with a mind who has tremendous power, as we know with the Gayim, whatever it is, or the people that can control their mind not to feel pain. So they use it for their Mishagasim, but the mind has tremendous power. Our mind controls our emotions. We'll explain that a little later. But it's such a gift. We'll have the a mashal. Person has a car. So let's say a person only knows about his car is he has a gas pedal and a brakes. That's all he knows about a car. So he comes in the car, drives the thing, drives the gas, he stops, puts his foot on the brake, all of a sudden it starts raining. I'm finished. Can't see, pulls over. Can't drive, gotta wait till the rain stops. Oh, he doesn't realize. Oh, there's something called a windshield wiper. Can wipe off the rain. He stops on a hill. I can't stop here. The car is going to fall backwards. Oh, there's an emergency brake. If a person doesn't know, a person's driving on the road, he's bored. Oh, it'd be such a shame. I wish I could hear a shear right now. I wish I'd be able to have my Rebbe with me and give me a shear. Oh, there's a tape deck there. There's a CD player. You could put in a Torah tape. If a person doesn't know what he has, so he's a gas pedal and brakes. A person that has very little. Or a person realizes what strengths he has and what ability he has, and there's nothing you can't do. And there's nothing you can't do if you put your mind to it and you focus on it. A person is so powerful. Such a gift. It's an unbelievable gift to understand what Musar is about, to understand what Tikkun HaMidos is about. It's just unbelievable to realize that you can do whatever you want to do. You just got to put your mind to it. You got to be strong. You can do anything you want to do. Anything. If you don't have a good voice, it could be Kentam Fadam. But you could, could learn how to maybe sound decent, but not everything. There's some limited physical limitations. But basically, in many areas, in all areas of emotions and energy, it's all up to us. It's such a gift for a person to realize his potential, his power. The Rambam calls Midos, the Rambam uses a different expression. The Rambam calls it Deos. Deos is the Lashon of Das, of mind. And the Rambam says that many, there are different Deos out there. I don't know how to translate it literally. There are different mindsets, different emotion, different attitudes. He says some people naturally get more angry than others. Some people naturally are more arrogant. Some people less arrogant. Some people are more pure. Some people are more stingy. Some people are more generous. And the Rambam says a person has to perfect himself. He has to be in the middle. A person has to be the perfect balance, not to one way, not to the other. Deos, the Rambam calls it Deos. It's in the mind. Bottom line, everything comes down to the mind. Everything comes down to the power of the mind. We're emotional people. And when someone insults us, for example, we feel hurt. We feel pain. But before our heart kicks in, our mind is telling our heart, someone just insulted me. There's a message from the brain to the heart, so to say. We see what happens, and then our emotions kick in. If somehow we're able to change how our mind perceives it, then our emotions will also change. The only way for a person to work on himself is to work with his mind. When someone insults me, if I somehow would magically be able to look at that insult and pretend that he just said that I'm wonderful, so I wouldn't get angry. If somehow when I heard the insult I said, wow, this is a kapara, this is geschmack, that he's giving me a good kapara, so I wouldn't get angry. How I perceive anything in life, how I perceive something is, it affects my emotions. My emotions I can't control. If I get really insulted, I'm going to feel bad. If someone does something really bad to me and I perceive it that way, as someone just hurt me, I'm going to get angry. But if somehow I learned how to see things a little bit differently, thereby my emotions will respond differently. Everything comes down to a person has amazing ability to use his head. Amazing ability. Person's embarrassed to do something. Person's embarrassed. His mind can tell him, overcome it. His mind can tell him, don't be so embarrassed. Don't be so afraid. Person's mind has tremendous power. Most people, we're saying before, most people, life goes through them. They're like, sort of like an animal. When they're hungry, the animal goes after the food. Most people are somewhat like animals. Life goes through them. They're experiencing life. I'm driving down the road, I hit a bump, my car bumps. It's raining. Rain washes off the windshield wiper. I'm a person. I'm going through life. Someone insulted me. I got angry. Many times you'll ask a person, why'd you get so angry? What do you mean, why'd I get so angry? Because he insulted me. Why are you treating your wife this way? Because she deserves it. Look what she did to me. And they really believe them. They really believe that they're 100% right. Of course, this is just a natural reaction. If someone does this to me, this is what I should do back. They're just reacting to everything. They're just going through life, reacting to it. You could be a Talmud Chacham, you could learn a lot of Torah, and you could still just be you're going through life. If things are good, I'm happy. If things are bad, I'm sad. If someone's nice to me, I like him. If someone's not, I hate him, I'm angry. Just reacting with natural emotions. That's the opposite of life. You have to be in control of your emotions. You have to be in control of yourself. Meaning, when I get angry, I have to think to myself, am I allowed to get angry? No, I'm not allowed to get angry. So how do I deal with it? How do I control my anger? Let me use tricks. Let me think about, is it worth really getting angry about? You know, is it really worth getting angry? It should be a kapara. There are many ways for a person to deal with it. A person could be in a traffic, could be in a traffic jam. You could be all mad. You see these people are honking their horns. I mean, I'm not sure what the person in front of them is supposed to do. I always wonder what I'm supposed to do when they honk me. Should I smash into the car in front of me? I'm always not sure. I always feel bad. What am I supposed to do? So they're honking and honking, get all angry. It's all in your mind. But Marshall, I was going to a chasna Wednesday before Thanksgiving. So everyone told me that this is the worst traffic day of the year, and it could take me 5-6 hours to get to Brooklyn easy. Okay, so I left extra early, and I was driving, and the roads were great. Took me like 2.5 hours, maybe 2 hours and 45 minutes to get to Brooklyn from here. And as I was driving, I was so full of happiness. I was like, Baruch Hashem, so geschmack. Now even when I was going 40 miles an hour, I'm like, Baruch Hashem, so geschmack. Because I was expecting 6 hours of traffic. And then, you know, I got there in less than 3 hours. Like, this is amazing. I was full of happiness. But, you know, and it had taken me 3.5 hours, I also would have been very happy. Maybe even 4. Yet another time, if you'd be going to Brooklyn on a regular Wednesday, and it take you 3 hours, it take you 3.5 hours, you hit some traffic, it's horrible. It's all in a person's control, how he responds. He could be on the road in traffic and say, Baruch Hashem, it's so geschmack to have a car. Car is such a, look, I'm not saying I don't get upset at traffic, I'm just saying what we could do. Baruch Hashem, we have a car, it's so geschmack. Baruch Hashem, I see that car on the accident, it's holding up traffic. Baruch Hashem, I wasn't in the car accident. Everything is like that. Everything. There's no limitations here. You could go through a horrible life. You could have no money. People could be torturing you. You could have a lousy marriage. You could have all the sufferings. Everything across the board. And you technically could be a happy person. And you could have everything. You could be everything. And you could be a miserable person. Yes. Normally the natural reaction is that according to how much good things happen, the happier I am. But they're just variables. They're just variables. Bottom line, it comes down to you. You are in control of every situation. Every situation, you have full control. And there's never an excuse, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. A person never should excuse himself, I couldn't do it. Don't cheat yourself out. I could do anything. Anything. They need someone to speak. No one claps the alveolo. Speak about that a different week. Getting over your embarrassment. There's nothing I can't do. You could say, it's so hard for me. I have to work on it. But not, I can't do it. That's not me. It's not true. You are Superman. You are incredible. You have amazing powers to do anything. Anything you want to do, you could do. You see that person? He's so good at speaking. He's so good at this. You could do that also. You just put your mind to it. You have to focus there. A person has very few limitations. The biggest limitation is the thought that I'm limited. A person understands that he can grow so much in every area. A person could be amazed. A person's happiness. It's up to you. You want to be happy, you could be happy. You want to be happy, be happy. Sing yourself a song. You could be happy. You want to work on happiness, you work on happiness. You want to work on not being jealous, you work on being jealous. Anything you want to do, you can do. And if you're not doing it, don't say, it's not my fault. It's your fault. Doesn't mean you can fix it in one day. Doesn't mean you can fix it in 1 week. A few weeks. Few months. It's such a gift to understand your power and your control over your life. And that is life, as the Gros says. It's such a gift. I mean, this is unbelievable. You know, there's people. It's unfortunate that this whole parsha. I'm grateful for this opportunity. You know, to do this. It's unfortunate that it's not known. I don't think people understand what Tikkun HaMidos is, what their powers are, what their capabilities are. I don't think most people understand what power they hold over their lives. They're just subject to life. They're not in power of their own lives. And another thing to tell you, another tremendous chizuk, is that, as the Rambam says, it's a davar pasha, that most things, if you just work on a few times, if you just work on a little bit of time, you acquire them. You acquire them. You know what I mean? I know a guy, my chasnas, he puts on a funny yarmulke and dances in the middle. You know, he's a funny guy. Goes in the middle with a funny yarmulke, dances in the middle. And I know that this guy is shy. I know this guy, you know, is embarrassed. But what happened? What? The guy decided to do it one time. He did it a second time. He did it a third time. And after three, four times, like, all right, get used to it. Things can be broken so easily. But we're afraid. We don't understand. We don't realize our power. You know, we don't realize there's so many things, you know. You know, there's so many things, there's so many weaknesses we have, and we don't realize that. If we just be strong and say, I'm going to break it, I'm going to overcome it. A lot of times we're afraid, you know, afraid to do something. Whatever it is, if you do it a few times, you force yourself, I'm going to do it. After three, four times, it's not even a big deal anymore. A lot of things are imaginary. You know, we imaginary, make these imaginary prisons around ourselves. I can't do that, I can't do this, I can't do that. It's imaginary. We're imaginarily locked in. You do it three, four times, you break it. Some things are a little bit hard. Anger. Anger might take a little more than three, four times controlling your anger. Some things take more time. Anger, jealousy, might take more time. But we're not locked into anything. You can have control that you don't get angry. You can have control. You work on it, you fight it, it gets easier. It's an amazing gift. Imagine all you have to do is work on it for a few weeks. And then it's yours. And then you're a different person. You're a happier person. You're a less angry person. People are very nervous people. People don't understand. That's also Tikkun HaMidos. The guy's nervous. The guy's always nervous. He's nervous. I get very nervous. And I'm supposed to leave at a chasna at 5 o'clock and I go around picking up bucking from the dorms. If a guy's 3 minutes late, I'm a yaki in certain areas. I have to leave. I get nervous, you know. There are ways of dealing with it. But bottom line, that's also Tikkun HaMidos. Being calm. I'm not going to get nervous, I'm not going to get upset, I'm not going to get aggravated, being calm, everything, every weakness we have, anything that bothers us, anything we know, ugh, I wish I wouldn't be like that. In Meretz Hashem, you won't be like that. Over time, you work on a little bit and it becomes yours, you become a relaxed person. Oh, he's such a relaxed person, all the guy, he's always relaxed. They don't know that 10 years ago the guy was a nervous wreck all the time. They don't know. Because it becomes natural. The Rambam says that you do it a few times. It becomes natural. It becomes you. It's a new you. When they see you 40 years later, 30 years later by the reunion, they won't recognize you. That shy guy in the corner, that's your uncle. He's making jokes. I didn't even know he had a sense of humor. He's speaking up. I don't recognize him. They shouldn't recognize you 30 years later, personality-wise. He's a different person. He's confident. He's happier. He's a different person. So people walk around their whole lives the same, you know, same yanko, same shmero barrel, same small, same babies. People 18 years old, they're shy. 50 years old, they're shy. They're afraid to speak up for what's right. They're afraid to do what's right. They're afraid to be strong. Same babies. It's such a gift for a person to be able to grow up, for a person to be able to live life and to grow. All right, Meretz Hashem, well, I don't know what topic. We'll pick a topic next week where we'll focus on dealing with it, overcoming it, and all right, shkayach.